You mentioned MRD measurement. Can you talk a little bit more about where we are today with that and where you think we might be heading? You mentioned a mantle cell, but for all the lymphomas.
Yeah, minimal residual disease, very hot topic. And CLL has become part of the depth of response. People argue about whether 1 in 10 to the 4th, 10 to the 5th, or 10 to the 6th. Responders always do better than non-responders. PET negative does better than PET positive responders. And molecular responders do better than molecular incomplete responders. So it's no surprise that the depth of response correlates with outcome. If we're not curing the patient, then it just tells us, okay, we got a better response and it'll probably take longer to relapse. But if we want to cure a patient, obviously we have to get down to that level. It's a little off topic, but in multiple myeloma, MRD measurements appear to be very useful in stringent response and outcomes, especially in these diseases with very long courses, and we're looking for intermediate endpoints. How do I know if treatment A is better than B? Instead of waiting several years for progression-free survival and never for overall survival, I think these, we hope, will be intermediate endpoints that will allow us to rapidly decide on the best treatment moving forward. So it has prognostic indication for the patient. It has research implications for deciding on making a decision about what treatment we're going to move forward with the next protocol. And it really is the way moving forward to potentially curing these patients with our novel agents. That would be the first step to saying, okay, maybe there's a fraction of these patients who will be cured. So I would say MRD and CLL is in practice. Mantle cell, we hope that the intergroup studies, the ECOG 1411 trial, will lead to some evidence that that's a good intermediate endpoint. There's another U.S. trial just opened that's actually randomizing patients with mantle cell after their induction treatment, if they're MRD negative, to ask the question whether stem cell transplant is still beneficial. So if you're MRD negative, maybe you don't need to go through the transplant. Other studies looking at relapsing from MRD negative to positive, adding early treatment with a variety of agents. So a lot of studies now trying to use MRD to personalize treatment. So even if you're not doing it in your practice, it's really something that you have to keep your eye on for research purposes and potential clinical trials for your patient.
Yeah, I was going to preface my question to you about MRD by saying that to me it seems like maybe the closest thing in hem-onc to it being useful is myeloma, but particularly from what I can see, maybe the issue of whether you really need an immediate transplant in an MRD negative patient after induction, that kind of seems like it's almost something to think about now, but anyhow.
Yeah, no, I agree that, but there, so one thing is to say, gee, I've had a great response, I'm MRD negative, and I don't need the transplant. It is possible, however, that those are exactly the patients who will benefit. And maybe, if we're going to cure patients, maybe that's the patient where there's so few cells that the high-dose chemo might be able to get rid of every last cell. So you can argue it both ways, and we really need the clinical trials to determine that.
Although I think the French trial kind of did suggest that maybe the MRD negative patients didn't really need immediate transplant, but I guess that's not proven. But in any event,